This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, we're still broadcasting live from Milangini Hotel, where the 11th annual Focus Conference is currently taking place. And right now, I am sitting with the man of the moment, the man who started this whole thing, who thought to us, you know, the Focus Conference into Velende esidingayo in the higher education sector. I'm talking about none other than old Dr. Makoa. Sawubona ba. Ngiyaphila njani?
I'm all right, thank you.
Thank you for joining us in MUT Radio. I'm just going to ask a few questions without wasting any more time. It's the 11th annual Focus Conference. Last year, it was a big one. It was 10 years of the Focus Conference. Now, I think it's the road to 20 years. So what makes this one different?
Well, it makes it different in the sense that it feels like we're starting all over again.
Yes.
After reaching the peak of 10 years. I mean, if you were at the celebration last year, you would have seen that the conference was at its highest.
Yes.
But for me and the team, getting into the 11th Focus Conference makes us feel like, okay, let's do this again. Let's see how fresh we can start again, what ideas we can do, we can implement to make this much more better. You know, some people, when they experienced our past conferences, used to say, guys, what else is still there that you have not done?
Yes.
But they kind of felt we've done everything and we've done the best that we could. But obviously, you know, when you are in the hustle of running projects, you know that there is nothing ever called best. There is always something beyond best.
For sure.
And the 11th conference for us represents another milestone where we are starting fresh again. Hence the theme of the conference, Third Decades of Democracy, focusing on higher education and its achievements over the years.
And just to briefly speak about Tuguti, njengoba it is 30 years of democracy, how would you say has this impacted the higher education sector?
Well, in many ways. I'm not sure if you were able to listen to the first presentation.
Yes.
Prof. Bauer.
Yes.
Presented a very high level and insightful presentation reflecting on the past 3 decades of our education in the country. And more so, he focused on the role of universities in our communities and in the broader society. So we still really feel we have made an impact on the sector because we have created a space and a platform that is unmissable for many institutions in the country. When they think focus, they don't think twice. They think about coming to the space at MUT and making sure that they are part of this conference. So we really feel that MUT has done itself very proud by having a platform like this, and that serves as an attraction for other institutions. So to that extent, we feel we've made an impact.
Most definitely. Just my last question. Now, I see that the delegates are going to different rooms, the breakaway sessions. If you could just briefly tell us some of like the key things or subjects that will be highlighted during day one of the conference.
Well, there are various sub-themes of the conference. I don't remember them all off by heart, but they are on our website. As the different groups go in different rooms, some will be dealing with teaching and learning, some will be dealing with artificial intelligence and its impact on the academic project of institutions, how that has largely or is largely affecting what we do as universities. Some will be looking at entrepreneurship, some will be looking at teaching strategies and assessments within the context that we find ourselves in. So there's a lot that is happening.
Yes.
The delegates are excited and we are all excited.
And I'm sure you do see Usihlambe. I know we're in day one, but do you see that we potentially going to be published in the Atlantis Press once again?
Definitely. When we asked for papers and, I mean, for abstracts to be submitted,
yes,
we made it clear that those who want to publish their proceedings must not only send us abstracts, they must also send us full papers.
Mm.
So we have more than 31 participants who already submitted their full papers, which is more than what we need. So
yes,
we are definitely on course to publish the third time around.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Magua. I think we will also have a chat with you on the last day of the conference.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.